What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 71, Magical Elixir from Crampex, recorded February 19th, 2014. Our special guest is Maria Dempsey from Crampex. You can find their website. It's Q2OCrampex.com, and we'll talk more about that later. But quickly, I am your host, Jeremy Jackson, and with me today is...
George.
Marlon.
Ida.
Brianna.
Jocelyn.
Lorena.
Marissa.
And then Miss Maria Dempsey from Crampex. Quickly, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty. That's why we're starting late. The battery backup decided to go crazy, and to turn off the siren, I had to turn off all the computers. So that's why we're getting started a little bit late. But we're here nonetheless. All right, anybody had cramps during a game?
No.
No?
No.
About like when you wake up with cramps?
Nope.
Charlie horse at night or something like that.
Like in the middle of my sleep.
Like in the middle of your sleep.
When I stretch or something.
Okay, so let's go ahead and.
Miss Dempsey, can you tell us who you are and what you do?
Yes, I can. I'm Maria Dempsey, and I am the CEO of Crampex, and my job is to educate athletic trainers on how important it is to prevent their athletes from cramping. So what we do is we have an audience of over 200 million people that literally are affected by cramps in some way. And often muscle cramps are confused with a toe cramp, a leg cramp. Sometimes you hear it called a Charlie horse. But these are all cramps in our body. And the big, you know, big picture word is muscle cramping. So I stay very busy trying to educate people on, one, how to prevent the cramps.
Tell us a little bit more about kind of your background about Crampex. We're going to just get started with.
Sure. My husband is Dr. Herb Dempsey, and he formulated Crampex many years ago when his patients would come in, and they would be little old grandma and grandpas coming in, and they would be complaining that they would wake up in the middle of the night and they would have to do what they call the Charlie horse dance. And we didn't really know what that meant, but basically they would jump out of bed screaming because they would get this ball in the back of their calf, and it would just tighten up, and their toes would curl, and they couldn't get back to sleep. So they would go into his office seeking treatment, but there was nothing available on the market. So he decided that he needed to help his patients because he was getting multiple visits for the same condition. So he set out, and he formulated by just compounding vitamins and herbs and minerals and threw it into a water solution. Now, the secret behind a water solution is when you drink something, it doesn't have to break down. So I always tell people, if you want to get rid of a headache right away, reach for the liquid Tylenol, because then you'll get relief right away. So that's what he did. He formulated his drink, flavored it, and developed it for his night leg crampers. And then being the sports medical doctor, he had a couple of coaches approach him and wanted to know if his old lady juice, that's what they called it, would work on his running backs on the football team. And then hence began the market of Crampex and athletes.
Can you tell us about Crampex?
About how it's formulated? Yes. Are you wanting to know the formula or why it works?
Both.
Okay, no problem. Well, basically, it's a flavored water, so it's going to taste a lot like a sport drink, but it's not a hydration drink. You always want to continue to hydrate with whatever method you use. Everybody's different. Everybody's bodies are different. So we always recommend if you are a person who hydrates with water, continue to hydrate with water. Some people like to mix a little bit of a sport drink like a Gatorade and a water together. We want you to continue to do that. We are basically your go-to product for just cramping. So we pretty much attack the cramps when they ignite by just, you know, drinking it, and within seconds it will go away. But we also, if you drink it in advance, we can prevent you from cramping. And what does this mean? Well, this means that your key player that may be a prone cramper will stay in the game and not be on the sideline being massaged or, you know, waiting till the cramp dissipates and then thrown back into a game.
All right, so you said within seconds of beginning to cramp, if they if they drink that. That's the part that really gets me, because, you know, understanding digestion, it takes, you know, to go down through your mouth, down your esophagus, into your stomach, be broken down, digested, and then through the bloodstream out to the body. How how does it happen within seconds of putting this drink in my mouth?
You know, it's funny that you should say that because you just pretty much answered your own question. The fact that it is liquid, it gets in your system right away. And so basically we've had people come up to our booth, like at the National Athletic Trainers Association. We would have athletic trainers walk around, and there's like this huge conglomerate show of like over, you know, 3,000, 4,000 boots, and they would be wearing heels. And they would try and get through all the boots with their heels. Well, they would come up to our booth, and they would be bouncing around like they had to go to the bathroom or something. And we would look at them and ask them, are you okay, you know? And they say, no, actually, we're cramping right now. We've been wearing our heels. So we would just literally pop open a bottle of Cramp-X, give it to them. We would have someone there with literally a watch and just sit there and watch them drink it. And on average, it was around 40 to 42 seconds that their cramp would go away. And they would just literally sit there and say, oh, my gosh, I feel it just slowly going away. And that's how it developed in seconds. I mean, it's just that quick.
It's interesting. It seems, I mean, honestly, it seems like one of those things that's too good to be true, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because we work with a company that's local. It's called Alert Services, and they actually have their people that they hire are actually athletic trainers. And what these guys do is they are out there in the field on high school teams, colleges, and a lot of professional teams. And they sit back and they just wait for a guy to go down and cramp just for fun, because they know that they can go over there with Cramp-X and they give it to him. And we always laugh. And I'm like, why are you doing that? And they said, oh, it's the game. And I'm like, what do you mean the game? Like, well, they never believe us that it works that quick. So we just sit there and say, okay, go cramp. And then they cramp. And then we go over there, we let them drink Cramp-X. We just laugh because it goes away.
You said Alert Service is local for you, or it's local for me?
It's local for you. Yeah, yeah. It's there in Texas.
I see. I thought you were out of state, and I was like, I know Alert is right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we do manufacture in Dallas, and our warehouse is in Dallas, so that's why we have such a strong following in the Texas state.
Tell me a little bit more about why it works. You may have possibly gotten it. Because I was trying to restart quickly, I didn't get all the things set up correctly, so I may have missed when you were saying that. But why does it work so much faster?
Yeah,
because typically, if I have an athlete that starts to cramp, I'm like, well, pretty much you're done for the game, because even drinking water, there's no way you're going to continue to cramp, and it's going to continue to get worse. So tell me why that works.
Well, there's really no secret behind it. It's pretty much, there's a blend that we use, I don't think you may not have a bottle in front of you, but it's a scientific blend on the back. And what I mean by, when I say scientific, it's literally just a combination of vitamins. Like, you have vitamin B, you know, vitamin C in there. There's some minerals and there's some herbs. Now, when we were testing this product and we developed it over a 3-year period, we would try different things, like pulling out one vitamin, pulling out one herb, pulling out one mineral, and we found that the solution did not work as well. So what we discovered is that when we have this exact science of, you know, 200% of vitamin B, or, you know, 300% of vitamin C, or, you know, sodium and, you know, water in there, that when they are together in that percentage, they work. So, you know, it's always been our joke that we think there must be some sort of just combination, like there's just something about that percentage that just makes it work. But I could just, I mean, I know I sound like fluff, but that's what makes it work. We do flavor it so that, you know, because if you didn't flavor it, it would taste like paste. I mean, have you ever had a dry vitamin in your mouth and ever put it on your tongue? It's pretty bitter and it's pretty nasty. But that's it. And we studied this for a long time. We studied it for about 3 years, over thousands of patients. And we would put the product through many tests. You know, we would put it through, you know, a marathon runner, a hockey player. We would put it through, you know, like a little lady, a little old man. We'd even study it on youth, you know, soccer kids at the age of 10. And we studied it. We studied on every element. You know, we wanted to make sure, you know, does this really work? And we felt like after 3 years, it was studied long enough and developed long enough that we were able to go to market and be commercial with it.
I think it's just that Dallas water that really works. You just put some green in the Dallas water.
Huh? I love the state of Texas. You know, I'll tell you a funny story if you have time. And I always refer back to the NATA. That's the acronym for National Athletic Trainers Association. And when we first came out with the product, it was in June, and it was held in St. Louis when we brought it to market. And we were like the booth that everybody wanted to go through because they couldn't believe there's actually something out there that would prevent their athletes from cramping. Because, you know, previous to that, we would hear the snake oil remedies like drink vinegar, take a mustard packet, lick the salt off your skin, just all these crazy things, sleep with soap underneath your pillow at night. I mean, you name it, we heard it. So we were sitting there, and we were entertaining a bunch of athletic trainers, and all of a sudden a coach walked up to us, and we had no idea who it was. And we were telling him about our product, and he says, "Oh, yeah, I know about your product." And we said, "You do? How do you know about it?" He says, "Well, you know, so-and-so brought it to us and wanted us to try it on our athletes. And we tried it. We couldn't believe it. We could not believe it worked that well." And we were just shocked. We said, "Really? We had no idea that you were, you know, trying our product out to see if it worked on your athletes." Well, lo and behold, that wound up being the University of Alabama's coach, and then the University of Baylor, their coach came by. So it was always a chuckle with us. And so ever since then, we would scream at Roll Tide and let's go Baylor Bears. So
I got you. So whenever I did my internship with the Texans, this is the first time I was introduced to Gator Light. So they have a Gatorade, and then there's the extra electrolyte packet that you would dump in there, shake it up. So it's kind of like a salty Gatorade.
There's a theory. There's a theory out there, and you know, it's not my product, so I haven't studied it the way they've studied it, so I don't want to discredit them. But there is a theory out there that when you sweat, you sometimes will lose the salt in your system. So the Gator Lights and like the pickle juices and stuff like that, their theory, from what I understand, is that they like to replenish the salts in your system, and they feel that by replenishing those salts, it keeps your body from cramping. I'm sure it works for some. It doesn't work for all. We have cardiologists that are what we call cramp experts on our board, and they pretty much have a heart attack when they hear people throwing salt back into their system like that, because it just it's not healthy for the heart.
You mentioned the taste of the Crampex. Hopefully this isn't mean or anything like that, but we all sampled a little bit of it yesterday, and pretty much everyone made kind of a sour face. It's got like a bitter, almost maybe like a cough syrup type taste to it. Is there a specific reason for that? Or
no, you know, when you come out with a product, you're always working to improve your flavor. I'm not sure which flavor. We have a berry, a lemon lime, and an orange.
We were trying lemon lime, so.
You know, it's funny. We used to sample it. And then we'd sample it with like sport drinks. Literally, we would get like a Powerade, a Gatorade, and we put our product in there. And sometimes we'd get like a vitamin water. And it was funny because when people would taste it, they would just take a little bit and they would leave it on the tip of their tongue on all of the flavors. And they were coming out saying, "I taste vitamin C," you know. And they would do all this stuff, and it's like, okay, you know. But if you were just to go up and take a drink and you weren't really tasting it, you were just drinking it, they'd be like, "Oh, this tastes, yeah, this is fine. If I'm cramping, I would drink this," you know. So we chuckle about that. You know, yes, we are improving our taste. We continue to do so. We will not adjust our formula, and sometimes it's hard to camouflage when something works. So when someone always comes back to us and says, you know, "We're not crazy about your taste," we say, "Well, you know, we're really not a drink that you're going to find in like a Quick Trip or a convenience store. We're going to say, you know what, I want a Crampex today. We're not that kind of a product. We're not your go-to drink. We are just simply your supplement that you go to get rid of your cramps and prevent your cramping." And so with that in mind, we think, you know, if you think about that and you drink it, you're like, yeah, I would drink this to prevent my cramps.
Yeah, I will say that it was not cold when we all sampled it. And so I don't know if that would make a difference. And then again, we were just taking, you know, a tiny bit, because there was 12 of us, I think, here, and we all drink from that one bottle. not drink, but we pour it into a cup because I'm not.
Yeah, it's going to be like, I mean, it's like drinking hot water or hot tea, you know. And then if you're drinking it and you're and you have the assumption that you want it to taste like a sport drink, we're not a sport drink, you know, like your sport drinks where you want to go out and you just want to drink one. I mean, we're not your drink that you just run around saying and you're carrying a bottle of Crampax just because you're drinking it. That's the misconception about our product. We're simply a supplement that you use as a go-to drink for cramping and cramping only.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I guess if you, most of us are going to want something that's a little bit sweeter, if it's, and then it's messing with the formula, the electrolytes, and all that stuff.
So. Well, and then you also mess with the health part of it. You know, you put too much sugar in it. You know, it's not good to have that much sugar in your body. And again, it's not something that you're going to sit around in on a hot summer day and sit around and just drink a Crampax, or, you know, you're going to see it in a vending machine.
Does this stuff work for PMS cramps?
Yes. Do you want to know how we found out about that? Yes. We were at a sports facility, and they have over 400,000 soccer and football players and basketball players go through their door daily, or not daily, yearly. And we hung a banner. We thought it'd be really fun to have a slogan that said "Got Cramps," and then we would have our bottles and our website underneath it. So we went with that campaign, and everyone would walk in, and you'd see this huge banner, you know, a black background with our bright, you know, orange, you know, and green colors, and it said "Got Cramps," much like the "Got Milk" slogan. And we would have people come up to us and say, "Man, that stuff works great on my daughter." And I'm looking, I'm going, I see boys playing soccer here too, and I see, you know, all kinds of, you know, female and male athletes. And I said, "Why are you just giving it to your daughter?" And they said, "Wasn't it for PMS?" I just chuckled and I said, "Well, is it working for PMS?" "Yeah, she's not complaining." And I said, "Okay." I said, "But it was really developed for muscle cramping." But yes, that's the story that I understand that women are flocking to get it because it takes that edge. And if you're a woman, you know, when you have that menstrual cycle monthly, it's a really bad pain, and it does take that edge off.
So I should stock it in the training room and advertise it as a PMS solution?
I would suggest that you chill it.
Yeah, well, you know, we got a fridge, so it's good. Yeah. Or, you know, we got ice and ice chests.
Perfect. Slam 4 ounces, and then you don't have to worry about anything.
I see. So then they could just buy one bottle and split it between the two of them, because, you know, girls tend to be at that point at the same time. So.
Happy girls, happy athletes, happy life.
Who is using Crampax right now?
Who is using Crampax right now? Well, we have many professional teams. Some I'm at liberty to say, and some I'm not. The reason why is because they have multi-million-dollar contracts with larger corporations, some that may be displayed behind you, that they kind of get in a tiffy about. But the ones I can tell you about is anybody a hockey player in the room that, you know, follow the Stanley Cup at the end of the year, like around March, April?
We're down here in Houston. Hockey is a foreign sport. So.
It's a foreign sport. Well, we have the Dallas Stars, I'm sure you're familiar with. They actually have been buying cases of Crampax. And that was new to us because we were always used to just runners, football players, tennis players, and baseball players, and never dreamed that somebody on ice would be cramping because, you know, the theory is that when you sweat or when it's hot, you cramp up. But ironically, hockey players cramp up probably more than anyone. So I would say the University of Texas, the University of A&M, University of Alabama, of course, Baylor, Georgia. We have a lot of colleges that use it. I told you a couple of hockey players. Boston Bruins is one, and Detroit Red Wings were some that you guys might be familiar with, but for the most part, we have close to, I think we're around 100,000 schools, you know, nationwide that use it. And we're breaking into Canada right now, so that tells you something.
All right, so that was kind of along with my next question is, right now we have the Olympics going on, and, you know, if I'm watching the biathlon or those cross-country skiing, do you have any sort of Olympic athletes that are?
We don't. We came out to market. We became commercial, so we brought our product to life in 2012, and that was like around January, February. So our distributors didn't pick us up until like June of that year. And typically, the way the business part of the market works is you put your orders in July. So we didn't have much time to educate them on it until like 2013. So every year, you know, you grab more of an audience and more of an audience. But when you get to large organizations like the NFL, we'll say, and the Olympics, there's so much red tape that goes involved. And what it really comes down to is sponsorship dollars. And it's not just $100,000. You're talking $200 million.
All right, well, you know what, if you want, I can put your poster up here for, you know, $10,000 even, you know, so you know, just be on every single podcast.
How about you just write me a check for $200 million and I might be like Chobani.
What is in the future for Cramp X?
Well, one thing is in the future is we continue to improve our taste. So we are developing a fruit punch drink. And I'm gonna pose a question back to you guys, Jeremy helping out on this. By a show of hands, who thinks that by looking at a drink, who thinks that blue is the number one go-to color when people go to grab a drink?
Five. Six. Maybe.
Who thinks red is the go-to color when they look to grab a beverage?
So about five and five, between blue and
five and five. Okay. Well, we've done some marketing research studies, and we've pretty much done them through other large beverages like Pepsi and Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper. And the number one go-to beverage is the color red. People, you know, it's pretty much like 7 out of 10 times they will grab a red beverage over a blue, a yellow, an orange, or any other color. So we are developing a fruit punch so that we can satisfy our customers that want a go-to red. Now, ironically, with that being said, because we're in the sports market as well as just the everyday people market, we cannot sell a red beverage to high schools, colleges, or let's say professional teams because red stains the uniforms. So the players prefer to drink a red beverage like a fruit punch, but the coaches will not allow them to buy it because it'll stain the uniform. So we're coming up with a color that's going to be more transparent of like a pinkish color that won't stain a uniform, but yet it'll be a fruit punch flavor. So that's one thing that we will have developed in later this year. The second thing is next year we plan to come out with a powder packet so that you could just take our formula, mix it into a 12-ounce bottle of a water, shake it up, and you're ready to go.
Should be easier to transport, and you know, if I was to, I could keep a powder packet in my athletic training bag a lot easier than I could keep, you know, two or three bottles of Cramp X.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the reason why we didn't come out with that from the get-go is because we're a new product and we're a new niche. And if somebody doesn't mix our product correctly, let's say they mix it with another sport drink, we can't guarantee it's going to work. And we've had that happen a couple of times. Or if they mix it in, you know, 24 ounces and then they like to add their own stuff to it, we can't control that and we can't say our product works. So that's why, you know, we have more control when we keep our product already pre-mixed, ready to drink, ready to go, and we know it works. And you lose some of that control when you give it to the end user to then mix on their own.
All right, so I'm kind of jumping back to the beginning. What if I was to, you know, if I knew I was going to be doing a lot athletically during the day and I was going to have a smoothie in the morning and I put Cramp X in there, would that help or is it something that I need to have like right before activity or right, you know, during activity?
Well, you know, a smoothie, you drink a smoothie for a different reason than when you would drink a Cramp X. You're probably going to drink a smoothie because you want the proteins, which you would probably only need like 20 ounces of protein a day. So the reason why you're drinking your smoothie is completely different than why you're drinking your Cramp X. I would never mix Cramp X with anything else because you don't need to. It's ready to go. The formula works just as it is. And we're really not, again, we're only there to serve you for your cramping needs. So if you're not a prone cramper and you don't cramp, you really don't need Cramp X. Now, we do help with sore muscles, and we do help, you know, with recovery. And so, you know, you could use us for that as well. But, you know, we're strictly in the cramping market.
I got you. So really it's one of those things you want to have, like, just before the activity or during?
If you're a cramper, yes. Now, I'm in my mid. I'm young, guys. I'm 21. Teasing. I'm in my mid-40s, let's say. And when I work out, when I would play games when I was younger, I would never cramp up. But now in my mid-40s, when I work out, if I don't drink Crampex, literally, I could get what I call a hamstring cramp. And it could be in the middle of, you know, the pre-workout or, you know, doing an all-out push on a treadmill, and it will just lock up on me, and I'm down. I mean, I'm literally down. And if you've ever had one, you want to just yell anything you could yell, but it takes your breath away. So for me, since I know that I do cramp now, I just drink my 4 ounces prior to working out, and I don't cramp up at all. And that's how I take the beverage. Now, there's others that they will run like a full marathon, and they don't cramp up, you know, until they get in the car an hour later and they're driving home, or they're sitting on their, you know, recliner just relaxing. That's when their body cramps. So they would take it as like a post-drink.
All right, so from what you were saying, could using Crampex regularly create some sort of dependency, like your body needs to have it so that?
No, not at all. It's a water-based product. So as long as you don't drink, I think we'd studied it with the Kidney Foundation, and as long as you don't drink more than 150 bottles of fluid ounces of water, or, you know, Crampex or any fluid ounce a day, I think you run safe of not flooding your kidneys. It's water soluble, so it'll come out, but that's the number that we looked up to see, you know, how many fluid ounces can one person drink in a day before they cause harm to their body.
On that same thing, could someone become immune to it if you're drinking it all the time? I mean, you said you drink it most of the time before you work out, so.
Yeah. No, I mean, Crampex is not a medicine. So if you're looking at it as this is a medicine or a pill that you're going to have to go to the pharmacy to get, it's not a medicine. And a lot of times medicines, that will happen to you. This is simply a supplement. So it's just like waking up, and if you, you know, take a vitamin every day, you're not going to become immune to that vitamin. That vitamin is just there because it's a natural product that, you know, is water soluble, so you pretty much pee it out. So Crampex is not something that you shouldn't eat every day, but it's not going to harm you if you do drink it every day. And we have people that have, you know, MS, and MS usually will affect either the nerve part of your body or it will affect the muscle part of your body. And some of our patients have MS where it affects the muscles, where their muscles just literally will ache or they will cramp up. And those people, when they get what I call like an episode, they will drink Crampex consistently for as much as sometimes 7 or 8 days straight just to get them through that excruciating pain that MS causes.
So you found that Crampex helps with multiple sclerosis?
We're not making that statement. Oh. We're just sharing what another patient, well, what I should say to another patient, what multiple patients have shared back with us. I was just sharing a story because MS does affect the muscles, but it also affects the nerves. So you have to, each patient is different.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you in a...
No. Because people, I don't want people going around thinking that we are the cure-all drink, and please, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when you have a muscle soreness, or, you know, you get muscle cramping due to different things that are going on in your body, we are a supplement that can help with that. But we're natural, so you're going to pee it out. So, you know, I was just using an example of a group of people that do drink it, you know, repeatedly until their, you know, situation gets under control.
All right, so as you were mentioning, it's natural. I saw in the details awards, y'all won Fristo Humanitarian Award for the invention of the only natural water-proven cramps. Talked about that, please.
How about that? Yes. Well, Dr. Dempsey, just to give you a little background on him, his grandfather was a chiropractor, and then his father was an MD for over 40 years. So when Herb went to medical school, he decided to throw the two up in the air, cut them down the middle, and become a DO. So As you know, doctor of osteopathy, they believe in a little more of a natural approach to, like, you know, medicine and treating patients, as opposed to sometimes MD will be strictly, let's see what the pharmaceutical drug is out there. Nothing wrong, nothing right. It's just different way of beliefs. So Dr. Dempsey believed that in his product, he wanted it to be natural. He wanted to work right away, and that was the reason why he wanted it to be water-based. And he also wanted it to be able to prevent, so he wanted it to be able to stay in your system, but not stay in your system to where it would build up. So the ingredients that are in the product are water-soluble ingredients, meaning they stay in your system, they're kind of like a time release, and you naturally, your body naturally will, you know, urinate them out. And that's the reasoning behind it. You won't find anything that's, I shouldn't say, we're not all natural, because if we were all natural, then it wouldn't have a flavor in it. And even then, we would have other ingredients.
How is it different from Gatorade or other electrolyte drinks?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that question, because we get that all the time. Gatorade and other electrolyte drinks are what you call a hydration drink. They are a flavored water. They sometimes will have electrolytes in there that will replenish your body when you do exercise, and sometimes those electrolytes will leave your body. So when you think of a Gatorade, you either think of two things. You think of one, to replenish your electrolytes, or two, you just want to drink a Gatorade and you don't really want to pop. So, or a Powerade, excuse me, I don't mean to throw out one brand over another. What we are is we are a supplement to those existing hydration drinks. So we are your go-to drink for cramping needs. And when you think of muscle, we like for you to think of Crampex, because that's what we do. We help your muscles stay in the game. We help your muscles not contract and tighten up. So don't stop hydrating.
Gotcha. So just to clarify there, from my understanding, that Gatorade and Powerade are going to help you hydrate to prevent, but then Crampex is going to be, is if there is a cramp, it's going to stop it, would be a kind of like a working definition of that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that Gatorade has been around for years. Powerade's been around for years. Gatorade owns, I think it's like 84% of the market. So they're pretty much a monopoly. Powerade hovers around 14, and then you have your outliers in there. It's ironic to me, and water's always there. It's ironic to me that you're watching a national televised game, whether it be football, basketball, even baseball or hockey, and you see in the background, you see these brands in the background, and you see the water tank. And these guys, their athletic trainers have hydrated them, you know, all week, prepped them for the game, and they still go down with a cramp. So that's my argument. Yes, continue to hydrate. Your body needs lots of hydration. But, you know, for whatever reason, even though you hydrate, there is something that's very minuscule in your body that it's missing that's causing you to cramp. And Jeremy, your body's made differently than my body. So you may be missing something completely different than my body's missing. And that's the uniqueness. You know, Crampex will pretty much, you know, work on all of us.
All right, so how much does this cost, and what's the serving size for that?
Yeah, each bottle contains 8 ounces. In the 8 ounces, you only, well, what you really should need is 4 ounces. Now, our football players, that when it's in, you know, you're down in Texas and you got 110 degree weather, typically what our athletic trainers come back to us and say that they give their players 4 ounces before the game, you know, 30 minutes before, 10, 15 minutes before. And then at halftime, they give them another 4 ounces. And it's not because they need it. They just want their players to feel confident that they're not going to cramp up in the second half. You know, because they are, you know, it's so hot. So typically on a retail shelf, if you were to go and pick up Crampex, like at a grocery store, over-the-counter pharmacy type setting, you're going to pay around $4 a bottle. So that's about 2 servings. If you ordered on the internet due to shipping costs being so expensive, it's going to hover around $5, $5.25 a bottle.
And you said,
and I think your schools, when they go and they order their medical supplies, since we're in with the 3 larger distributors, when you're ordering your medical supplies and it's on a crate, you typically will get a discount, you know, and it depends on what your buying power is.
Yeah, I know pretty much everything we get from either Medco or Alert is...
And both of those companies carry Crampex.
All right, so then you're talking about the powder. If we were wanting to, say, buy a, you know, like we'll buy a bag of Gatorade, it's made for 6 ounces, and then we have that before the game and at halftime. Are the pouches that are the dry powder that you're planning on making, is that going to be only for the 2 or 4 ounce servings, or is that also going to plan to come in a six gallon thing?
Yeah, you know, once again, I'd like to emphasize the reason why Gatorade makes theirs, or other sport drinks, make their product in a large amount is because they put them in those coolers. You know, what are they, like 42 ounce or, you know.
Yeah, like 10 gallons.
Yeah. And it's because all the players use it to hydrate. Our product, I mean, all the players can drink it, but it's going to be kind of costly for that. Mm-hmm. And they really don't need to. They could drink water and get the same kind of results for hydration, you know. So ours would just be, you know, probably in something you would mix in 8 or probably 12 ounce, because I think 8 ounce water bottles are hard to find, and 12 ounce are more easier to grab. So you want to, whenever you make a product and you require somebody to get something else with it, you want to make sure they can get it. So probably a 12 ounce packet that we would put ours in. And again, the reason why is not everybody needs Crampex. We are a supplement for muscle cramping.
How can someone contact you or find you?
Yeah, you can contact me on our website at crampex.com or q2ocrampex.com. You could find me on the social sites like Facebook, Crampex, and Twitter. You could tweet me. I love tweets, especially when I get the pictures of people going down with cramps. I mean, I'm sorry that the athlete's down with the cramp, but it's amazing the pictures we get with the little golf ball looking things in the back of their calf. Or you could call me direct on my business line, and that would be 816-985-2285. Good question.
Can you see that number again? I'm going to write it down.
816-985-2285. Yeah.
Almost at it.
Yeah. Cool. And, you know, just remember the word cramp X, and you can find me on pretty much all the social media sites.
Yeah, it's pretty easy if you search cramp X. It pops right up. But
Good. Glad to hear that. And does anybody know, has anybody ever wondered where we came up with the Q2O?
Well, I was wondering that one.
Yeah. Well, you know how H2O stands for water?
Right.
So when we were developing it, you know, when you're an entrepreneur and you come up with a product, there's so many things you have to think about. And the main thing is your name. What are you going to call yourself? Okay, now what are you going to call the corporation? And you always want the two, from a marketing standpoint, to kind of correlate, maybe. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes people just use their last name. Well, Q2O, we came up with that as quotient water, because we're a water, and it's pretty much a quotient, like a scientific quotient formula that's in our water that makes us work.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Is that creative?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Anybody have any final statements?
What age group are all you guys? What age group?
15. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, so everybody 15. Right here is a high school, either 16. Freshman, sophomore, or junior.
I got it. I have a 14-year-old that's studying athletic training. When he goes to high school next year, he had already picked out his classes for it. And I have a 16-year-old who's in, you know, going through the medical program. Not sure if he wants to go athletic training or go into more of a medicine-based. So enjoy talking with you guys. You asked some great questions.
Very cool. It was definitely very informative, and hopefully we can get with Robbie over at Alert, or, you know, the guy I use is John Garner over at Medco, and
either one.
See about getting some of these, and you know, we've tried to use one with one of our soccer players, and, you know, he says it works, but at the same time, the soccer players are the ones that if you put water in a bottle of Biofreeze, they think it works too. So I'm not.
Just don't come back and tell me that they drink vinegar. That's the one that I crack up about.
I've had them put gasoline on a puncture wound because their mom said that's what helps it.
So. You know, we do so many of these, whether it's telecast or, you know, we're at some of the events doing some expo booths. And the stories that people come up, you know, we've heard one person say they were at a triathlon and they came out of their swim, got on their bike, they were riding, you know, the first 5 minutes into their cycling, and they started to cramp, so they didn't know what to do, so they started licking the salt off their arm until they stopped cramping. I said, did you stop? No, it just went away after a half hour. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we hear all kinds of stories.
I hope the river was clean or the lake that they're swimming in.
He was trying to put salt back into his system by licking his arm, his wrist, I guess it was. I love it, you know, because I tell you what, I'm chuckling with you all, but it's the stories that we hear and it's the different testimonials that we get from people, you know, like you guys or like the athletes that you're working next to that helps us help other people. And because, you know, my husband is a physician and he still practices every day seeing patients, the first thing that we think of as a company is how can we help them? How can we improve what they're doing? And that's always really at the forefront of our company. Well, hopefully you run away with thinking that, you know, Crampex is a supplement that helps with cramping and that we're not a hydration product.
We want to thank the people who helped make this broadcast possible, G Hats for sponsoring CEU Opportunities, Pasadena IZ Education Foundation.
And then Crampex, which is Q2O. I didn't have it in there, so I kind of...
You're fine. Crampex is perfect.
Crampex. So just Google that or whatever. It should be easy to find. So if you want to find any more about us, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. Almost every Wednesday, we're live. Next Wednesday, we won't be because I'll be visiting... The middle school is recruiting kids to take you guys' place next year. So then there's plenty of ways to follow us, find us on social media, and those are...
Follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, Google Plus Sports Medicine Broadcast, and Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training.
All right, so for Jeremy...
George.
Marlon.
Ida.
Brianna.
Jocelyn.
Lorena.
Marissa.
That's a wrap.